on their way to a college degree in the 11th grade.
Talking about today. And before we went on the break, we talked about this springtime choosing of 30 students who are eighth graders moving up into high school, either James Monroe High School or the other high school was. Help me out there. All of a sudden, thought, which high school was that? Or Spotsylvania. And they will be in a two-week summer program, and there'll be other activities. But that's not the end of it. What happens after the summer?
Well, the cohort of students that start in the summer with us will continue into the ninth grade and associate degree concurrent with their high school diploma.
And how is that going to work?
We are fortunate to have funding through the Sunshine Lady Foundation to support this effort. And it is really based on Ms. Doris Buffett's interest in helping the underserved student, the first-generation college student, one with financial need, and in particular African-American males, to have greater access to a college degree. So essentially, we have targeted two high schools, James Monroe High and Spotsylvania High, and we are going to have a cohort of students starting in the fall of 2015 who are actually going to begin college work while they're working on their high school diploma.
How will this cohort be formed?
We're going to start recruiting as early as the eighth grade. So students who are in the two schools whose middle school students go to James Monroe High, and that would be
Walker Grant Middle School.
Post Oak Middle.
Yes.
Those students are going to be recruited from the eighth grade, and we're going to start with a summer bridge program in summer of 2015, and then we're going to work with those students for their ninth grade and their 10th grade to make sure that they're academically prepared to succeed at a college level.
So the choosing of students is actually going to begin very soon because we are close to summer 2015.
Yes, indeed. We are going to be recruiting right now as many students as we can. We're hoping to have 30 students identified from the two schools and be prepared to have them in the Summer Bridge program starting soon.
Who is identifying the students?
Well, I think I will turn that answer over to my colleague Antoine Perry, who serves as the project director for this program.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning, Antoine.
And I would say in terms of these students, I guess one of the good things that's happening right now is that we are already in contact with the middle schools. I actually have something planned with Walker Grant Middle School to let the staff there know, and also I'm going to have an opportunity to speak with the eighth grade parents to tell them about the program. I'm also in the process of planning something similar with Post Oak Middle, but really it's going to be a partnership between Germana and the school staff themselves. We will explain the program, give them as much information as possible, and then what we're hoping to do, being that the school personnel knows those students a lot better than we will. You know, there are definitely things that we'll be looking for in terms of the type of students we want in the program, but we're really going to be also looking at the school faculty and the administration to make some recommendations to let us know, you know, what students they believe will be a good fit for our program.
What kind of guidelines will you be giving the faculty of these schools to help them choose the students for your program?
Well, we'll definitely looking at students who we think are the target for this type of program, and that would be, again, first-generation, low-income, underrepresented populations, and then also our focus on African-American males. But we're really looking for students who are that first-generation student who has great potential, and they just need motivation, mentoring, encouragement, so we really can, you know, have an opportunity to mold students into the type of student we want them to become. And something else which we haven't mentioned yet, this program will have a focus on the STEM areas of science, technology, engineering, and math. So also students who have identified at an early age that that might be an area that they would like to go into.
If a parent's listening now and they're saying, oh, I want my child to be a part of this, is there a way they can make a recommendation for their child to be considered for the program?
Yes, certainly. The parents are encouraged to see their guidance counselor at Post Oak Middle and at Walker Grant Middle. And the guidance counselor will guide the students through the process. As long as the students meet the criteria that we're discussing, the school system will make decisions on who those 30 students might be. We're going to organize parent nights and information sessions for parents, as Antoine mentioned. And so much information will be going to the parents. And that is an important component of what we do, because parents have to be committed to helping their children through this process. So we'll be happy to have excited parents who want to be part of the program, because we know that will help their students succeed.
As with any school situation, parental involvement can make a big difference in the success of school. And yet we are talking about first-generation students, which I really didn't know anything about until I recently heard an NPR story of a student in California who was first-generation. No one in her family had ever gone to college before, and she didn't have family encouragement for going to college because they didn't understand, and she didn't know how to apply or go through all of that process. So I had never realized that before. And it sounds like this program will be helping people locally in that situation.
Yes, I certainly agree. Many of the parents may not know what it's going to take for a child to be successful in a college class because they haven't gone through it themselves. And at the community college, we're very familiar with first-generation students because many of the students who come to us our first generation. So we have to build in a lot of support. So yes, we will need a lot of parental involvement and understanding about the commitment that's going to be involved. We will also be sure to have each student have a mentor. So in addition to their parents, they're going to have an adult, a trusting adult, that they could speak to about the challenges in being a college student.
And I know from the story I heard on NPR, it was everything from even how to choose a roommate, how to fill out the FAFSA. There's just so much to applying for college.
Yes, there is. And so we'll be educating the parents along with the students.
Now, these students you're choosing this spring, is it 30 from each middle school or 30 total for the summer program?
It will be 30 total.
All right. And what will these students be doing throughout the summer?
That is an amazing question. Because this is happening so quickly and we're so excited about it, Dr. Wolford and myself, we are in constant communication about the elements of the program that we want to have. So really what I am literally in the process of doing right now is looking at some successful programs around the country in terms of summer bridge programs and summer camps that encourage STEM careers. I'm really looking at programs around the country right now who are doing good things and determining how we can tailor those programs to fit our community and how to fit Germana Community College. However, just some of the elements that are in the program will focus, of course, on how to be successful in areas like math and science. But we also, because this is an academy program, it just goes a little bit deeper than just scholarship. We also have character development. We have personal development. Something that's both important to myself and Dr. Wolford is, you know, if we are creating the future of this country, helping them to become successful, we want them to be able to represent themselves in college and in the workforce. So we mentioned how public speaking is going to be a big element of this, because it's nothing more encouraging than see perhaps someone who was a very shy, introverted student who didn't even think about college. And as they mature and they're mentored to become someone who can represent themselves in front of a group. And that's really what we have long-term goals for these students, is that they will be able to represent themselves, their families, Germana Community College, the Sunshine Lady Foundation, whether they're in a room talking about their success, you know, 1, 2, 3 years down the line. If it's a room of 20, if it's a room of 100, we really want to show others in the area, perhaps future donors, to join and partner with this program, that, you know, these types of programs, these academy programs and cohort models, are really successful in producing great students. So really, you know, we'll have the STEM areas, we'll have persons who work in STEM areas come and talk to the students. We will have mentoring, but really big push on the personal development, how to, and as you stated before, how can we help these students create a culture of college attendance in their family, even if they're going to be the first ones?
And I'd just like to add that in addition to all of those things, we do plan on taking students on field trips. We want them to be familiar with the culture and arts of the communities. And so with the help of our generous donor, we're going to be able to afford that. And that's going to be exciting, just having the students be more familiar locally and also in the region.
Will this program be running the entire summer? And is it a Monday through Friday school day kind of program?
It will be a two-week program. So a two-week program for the summer camp itself, but the activities could spread over much of the summer.
Excellent. Very good. I'm talking today with Dr. Ann Wolford, Vice President for Academic Affairs and Student Services at Germanna Community College, and Antoine Perry, who's the Project Director of a new Germanna Community College college-bound program. And we're going to continue our discussion when we come back. Thanks for listening. And we're back with Dr. Ann Wolford, Vice President for Academic Affairs and Student Services with Germanna Community College, and Antoine Perry, who's the Project Director of a new program, a college-bound program that's been started. Before we went to the break, we talked about students, 30 students, being chosen this spring for a summer program, and those students will be chosen from Spotsylvania High School and James Monroe High School. They will have an opportunity this summer for field trips and classroom trainings. But that's not the end of it. What happens beyond this summer?
Well, the summer camps will include the rising ninth grade students from Post Oak Middle and from Walker Grant Middle. And in addition to that group, we're going to be looking at the high schools, which will be Spotsylvania High and James Monroe High. We're going to be testing eligible students in the 10th grade to see if they are ready for a college degree at the same time they're getting their high school diploma. So testing and recruitment will begin pretty soon in order to have those students ready. So we're going to have multiple cohorts. We essentially have the 8th graders who are going to be rising 9th. And they're going to be tracked and helped all through until they graduate from Germanna about 4 years later.
We're also going graduating to have, from Germanna.
Yes, with an associate degree.
Wow, okay.
And we're also going to start immediately because Miss Buffett is very impatient. She has that sense of urgency and does not want to wait for us to begin only working with 8th graders. She wants us to start right away to break the cycle of poverty, to have greater access for college education for students. So essentially, 10th graders are going to be ready, and then the next year we're going to start with another cohort again in the 10th grade until we catch up with the 8th graders who are beginning our Summer Bridge program. So it's multiple cohorts starting at different periods of time.
What happens during the school year with these students in high school?
Okay. Antoine?
Yes, and I would just like to also mention that, you know, essentially it's a pre-college-bound academy and the college-bound academy, and particularly after the summer camp when the freshmen and the sophomore students are at the high school level, we also will have tutoring for those students, particularly in math and English. because they're going to be eligible to apply for this program beginning their junior year. So that's just something else that the Sunshine Lady Foundation is providing us to prepare these students. So even though the summer ends, they actually will have something going on freshman year and sophomore year.
They're in a track that's going to follow them through sophomore year. And then do they reapply for that second cohort, that second opportunity that begins junior year? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. Yes. All right. They'll have to apply to do the formal College Bound Academy. And as Dr. Wolford just mentioned, that is when they are going to be taking their college-level classes, a full course load. So just like Dr. Wolford mentioned, they are essentially going to be full-time college students while at the same time full-time high school students.
So they'll end up graduating with both a high school diploma and an associate's degree because of this cooperation between the high schools and Germanna Community College.
That's correct. And in order to do that, we're going to make sure that there's ongoing mentoring that these students will have, in addition to after-school instruction, which we're planning in English and math, as we heard.
And is this something that's brand new?
It is in some ways. With the Sunshine Lady Foundation funding, what is brand new is that all of the students who are admitted into the early college portion of the program will actually have all of their tuition and fees paid by the foundation. In addition, they will have all of their textbooks paid. And the expense for students who are in dual enrollment is usually prohibitive for many of our underserved students. They aren't able to provide the tuition dollars or to provide the textbooks that might be needed. So financially, there will be no barrier for students to succeed in the program because those expenses will get paid by the foundation's grant.
Now, has this the part we're talking about now of the junior-senior year, has that been ongoing already, or is that also brand new this year?
We have a similar program in Culpeper with the generosity of one of our donors there. And the early college program is held at the Daniel Technology Center in Culpeper. Mm-hmm. So students from two high schools in Culpeper are bused to the center, and they take their classes in the morning, and they go back to the high school in the afternoon, and they're on track to have an associate degree by the time they graduate from high school. So this new model in Fredericksburg and Spotsylvania is really patterned after that program that is now in its second year with a second cohort, and it's moving along very successfully. We have 25 students in that program. So here in Fredericksburg and Spotsylvania, the major difference is that we are going to have major support that is built into the grant, and also we will have all expenses for the college portion paid.
Which is very, very helpful. And Antoine, we were talking a little earlier about why this is such a passion that you have, and I wanted you to tell us a little bit of your story about that.
Well, absolutely. For myself, I am a first-generation college student. When it came time to go to college, that's one thing which I think is important and something that I will try, and Dr. Wolford and everyone involved in this program will try to get the first-generation parents to understand. Even if you didn't attend college, you still are the most major contributor to your child thinking about college. So even though no one in my family had attended, my mother always stated to my sister and I, you're definitely going to college. Didn't know which college, didn't know how we would pay for it. But growing up, that's something that I always heard. So my first letter, and I promise this won't be super long.
Oh, please.
But I received a letter from a college after I took my SATs. I did fairly well on my SAT. And I got a letter from a college that just stated, we're accepting you. And because I didn't know much, I said, okay, I'm going to college. I got a letter that says I'm going to college. However, I had an opportunity to visit a college, the first time I ever visited a college, which was Hampton University, which is located here in Virginia. They play Kentucky tonight, by the way. So hopefully,
and
go Hampton.
And tonight is, yes, go Hampton, all right.
Yes, but I attended a visitation at Hampton University, and modeling, which is very important to these types of programs and mentoring, is very important. I saw African-American males who looked like me, who were similar to me, who had similar aspirations. And that is something that's very important for first-generation college students, to see individuals who look like them. And that was very important for me. So ultimately, I applied to at Hampton University. I attended, and that really sparked my interest in higher education, because I visited the financial aid office not knowing exactly where to go and who to speak with. Mm-hmm. I had questions about how to go to an academic advisor. Is it okay? Is it cool to ask for help, to go to tutoring? So really all of the college resources that are underused by most students, they're especially underused by first-generation college students, because they've never been told before, you know, this is your college culture. It's okay to visit student services. It's okay to visit tutoring. So very important for me. And because of my interest in this area, my own personal experiences, I'm currently working on my doctoral degree in higher education. And my dissertation topic is Black male student success in higher education. Particularly Black males have the most difficulty in graduating from college and persisting through college. So again, based on my own personal experiences, based on research, and based on stories from individuals that I know personally that I've come in contact with, other students at Germana Community College really have a good sense of what I believe can be helpful to creating the next generation of college students. So,
and how did you come to be connected with Germana in this program?
I have been working at Germana for about 3.5 years, initially as the new student advisor, so working with old new students as they come in. I also teach student development, so I have another opportunity to understand what is it that college students need to know when they first come to college. And I also help to formalize the process of new student orientation at Germana. So really, since I've been working at Germana since summer of 2011, really had an opportunity to really get a sense of today, what is it that students need when they come to college? What is it that they don't understand? And in that process, I've been able to assist first-generation college students, underrepresented students, students who are considered low-income, international students, just really any type of student that wants to get a college degree, and really speak to the students, talk to them, and understand what it is that they want so I can help them reach their goal.
And most recently, Antoine served as a coach, a student success coach. This was a new program at Germana in order to help support students outside of the classroom, to help them stay on track to graduation. And Antoine was actually one of her coaches and the lead coach for that program.
What did that entail?
Really, a lot of the same things that I hope to do with the College Bound Academy. Mm-hmm. Essentially, working with students who statistically are shown to have some difficulty persisting through and graduating from college. So really being that person, being that bridge, being that coach to let them know, you can do this. Let's tailor this experience to fit your specific needs so that you can be successful in college. And really any type of question that a student has about anything relating to college, even outside of college, because even though they are attending college, they're still a person outside of the classroom. So even some of those personal things that perhaps they wouldn't normally tell their academic advisor or faculty advisor, they might say, Antoine, I'm having difficulty in this area, or I need assistance with that, or are there community resources to help my family with this? To really be that personal advocate for the student throughout the college. And I, again, think that's one of the specific hallmarks of the College Bound Academy. It's not just another scholarship program, but it's really a program that's going to have a personal touch. And I really expect to have a good sense of understanding each of the students, knowing a little bit about their families, their situations, and what it is that they want to do ultimately. So I'm very excited about it.
We're talking with Antoine Perry, who's the project director of a new program that Germana Community College is starting for encouraging college-bound youth in Spotsylvania and Fredericksburg, and Dr. Ann Wolford, Vice President for Academic Affairs and Student Services. We'll be right back. We're back with Dr. Ann Wolford, Vice President for Academic Affairs and Student Services at Germana, and Antoine Perry, who's a project director of a new program. And Dr. Wolford, you feel passionate that a college education is really important. Tell us why.
I certainly do. When we look at the differences between someone who has a college degree versus someone who has either not completed high school or who has a high school diploma, the differences are quite evident. Over the lifetime of a college graduate's employment experiences, that person is likely to make well over $1 million, according to some of the research project, over that lifetime than the student who merely had a high school diploma. And then, of course, when we're speaking of underrepresented students, we're speaking about the type of student, especially the African-American male, who is the least college-going, and the ones who are unemployed to a far greater extent than other communities in our country. So a college education is essential for employment, for the kind of salaries that we will make. It's important to help that person be a well-rounded, contributing citizen in the community. And for public good, we will have less expense for social services for that person, less expense in medical care, and so on and so forth. So for the public good as well as the private good, a college education is essential. I, too, was a first-generation college student, and like Antoine, my mother was the instrumental one in making sure that that happened to me. I was an immigrant to the United States, and my parents came to the U.S. primarily because they wanted a college education for their children, which they could not afford and was not easily available back in our home country in Guyana in South America. And even though they were not even high school graduates themselves, they understood that importance. And so all the years as I was growing up, even though my mother had no clue what it was going to take, she just knew that I had to have a college education. And so she started from the time I was in middle school to make sure that I had that extra instruction after school. She made sure that I didn't do any housework. I was going to come home and I was going to get my homework and read. And that continued all through high school. Every penny that was available, she made sure that she paid for uniforms or for books. And in the summertime, I went to the library, and I came home and I read. So by the time I was ready for college, I was prepared. And even then, I didn't have the funds to go to school. So thanks to grants and financial aid, I was able to move through my higher education. So this is why I'm so excited about this program, with the generosity of Ms. Buffett, who also understands that importance for higher education, and my being able to contribute in this way.
I believe she had a similar experience in life as far as not having the encouragement or resources available right away to obtain a college education.
That's right. And when she did make sure that she had that experience, it really transformed her own self-image and how she felt about herself. And that's why she is so passionate to make sure that she helps as many students as possible. And again, because she knows the private good as well as the public good. She's very interested in the Spotsylvania-Fredericksburg community. And this grant, she knows, will help to make the citizens stronger and therefore a better community for all.
And Antoine, you yourself had said earlier that your mother had encouraged college and that it made a big difference in your life and your passionate about this now for that reason. I've heard both of you mention that young black men are the least likely to succeed in college, and I'm wondering why that is. What have you found in your studies, Antoine?
That is the million-dollar question. And with my research, which I'm very excited to be doing this research while this program is beginning, when most research is done on why black men don't graduate from college, Most of the research, meaning 99% of the research on Black men in college, focuses on those students who have not been successful. So with myself and a few researchers today, they are rather looking at students who are successful in college to determine what are those students doing. Perhaps we can replicate those things. So that is something that I'm looking to incorporate into the College Bound Academy. And what I think is very important to note, even if a student in this academy is not an African-American male, what works for African-American males in college works for all students. So really, for students who are, for Black men who are successful in college, the things that have made them successful, as both myself and Dr. Wolford have mentioned, having a role model or a mentor at the college who's going to be very instrumental in encouraging them and coaching them through the process. Also, Summer Bridge Program, that's probably one of the main reasons why we're also doing a bridge program, because for first-generation college students, they don't understand the culture of a college campus or the climate of a college campus or what it takes in the classroom, outside of the classroom. So a summer bridge program is shown to be successful to students. Also, having the students joined with leaders on the campus and in the community. Research has shown that if Black male students have a relationship with the vice president of the college, with the president of the college, with the dean, or even with a community leader, with the business owner, those students are more likely to graduate. So those are some of the things mm-hmm. that make students successful. And again, even though there is a soft focus on African-American males, this program will have all first-generation students, all underrepresented students. So we could have really a mix of students, but again, what works for this particular group will be beneficial to all students that we encounter.
I think it's important to remember that there is a myth that you have to be brilliant in order to succeed in college, and that is not the case. Success in college for anyone requires that you're disciplined, that you are willing to work hard, and that you are persistent. And if you are going to keep all those things in mind and develop those skills, ultimately you will be successful. And many of our students who are not college-bound think that they aren't smart enough, and that's absolutely not true. And we want to be sure to get that message across.
And how important is mentoring to especially first-generation college-goers or anyone going to college?
Well, we know that mentors are going to be able to help in ways that a parent is not going to be able to help sometimes, especially the parent who's never been to college. So someone like Antoine, for instance, would make an excellent mentor because he has walked the walk. He has been an African-American student. He understands all of the pitfalls and the perceptions and misperceptions. He understands the college culture, and he understands the culture outside of the college. And so he's able to encourage and help a student get through it. I also have mentored students in the past and will continue to do that. When they feel discouraged, I have some insights into what are those difficulties, what are the barriers, and how they might overcome them. Because I, too, have been discouraged along the way, and I have benefited from mentors who've helped me over that hump.
I know, Antoine, you said earlier your mother throughout your life said, you're going to college, and I know my father did that for me, and it was just always an expectation that that would happen, and I never thought differently about it. So that was very helpful. He was that kind of a mentor. One thing I want to go back to is that this program for the juniors and seniors, where they will be earning an associate's degree from Germana while also finishing their high school diploma, that's a dual enrollment program. How does that differ from AP classes?
Good question. The dual-enrolled, co-enrolled classes that the students are going to participate in are college courses. These are courses that are transferable. If a student gets a C or higher, those courses can transfer to most of the Virginia universities. And this is because of an agreement statewide that the community college has with the area four-year universities. With AP, a student has to have a 4 or a 5, which would be the highest scores on that exam, and they might have college credit at certain colleges as well by course, whereas for Germana, we have articulation agreements that guarantee admissions to certain schools once the student graduates from an associate degree.
That's Dr. Ann Wolford. She's Vice President for Academic Affairs and Student Services, and she's here with me and Antoine Perry, who is Project Director of Germana Community College's college-bound program and their new program. They're starting with eighth graders this year. We're going to come back and tell you more about that in just a moment. We're here with Dr. Ann Wolford, Vice President for Academic Affairs and Student Services at Germana, and Antoine Perry, who's the Project Director of a new college-bound program they're starting this spring. This is being funded by Ms. Buffett, and she does a lot of partnering with Germana.
Yes, she does. We're proud of our prison education program that we currently run at the Coffeywood Correctional Facility, and students in that program do have their tuition paid for by the Sunshine Lady Foundation through Ms. Doris Buffett. And this is just one of several similar programs that she runs across the country in prisons, including Sing Sing and such. And in addition, Doris Buffett is by no means a new donor to Germana. She has provided individual scholarships for several students over the years, and this particular college-bound academy is going to be the biggest event of all, in that it is a $2 million grant, and we're excited about the faith that she's showing in Germana to have these goals met for this program. So we're very happy to be part of it.
And that $2 million grant is for that College Brown program, which is starting, the eighth grade portion of it, starting this spring with Spotsylvania High School and James Monroe High School. And just recap for the listeners, what's happening, how they can be involved.
Okay. We are starting with the first cohort of students, starting from the eighth grade. We're going to have the students who are in the rising ninth grade at James Monroe High and also Spotsylvania High begin their journey with a summer bridge program. We're also going to have our first college class made up of 11th graders in Spotsylvania High and in James Monroe High. These are the students who are actually going to begin their college education. So we're going to have multiple cohorts starting at different times, but the idea is that immediately this fall, we will begin the first early college program for those students at the two high schools, and then we're going to be helping the students from rising ninth all the way through 10th grade to prepare for college. We want them to be successful, and so we're starting early. These, of course, are students who don't necessarily have to be the brightest students. They have to be students with a desire and potential, and students whose parents are going to support them through this journey. We are providing numerous resources, including mentoring and coaching. We're going to have after-school instruction at the high schools for these students. We're going to support them through their testing and all through their college journey.
And Antoine, you're preparing to meet with the administrators and educators at the high schools to brief them on this program and begin the process of choosing the students.
Yes, we've already had discussions with the principals, with the superintendents, and what I'm going to do starting later this month is go to the middle schools, get the students excited, get the administration, get the parents excited, and really have a great presence and a great showing of this program right from the start of the program. So that's something that we're looking forward to do. But that's something that's going to happen. I mean, it's been happening now. Dr. Wolf and I actually had a meeting on this past Friday, last week, and, you know, starting to talk specifically with principals to say, okay, this is going to happen. So how can we get started? And fortunately, everyone that we encounter and that we advise about the program, the superintendents, the principals, the assistant principals, everyone who hears about this is very excited and very thankful that this is happening. So I'm as excited as they are.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And Antoine is going to be having parent seminars to inform parents about the details of this program, and he's going to start at the middle schools this spring.
And really, today, this is one of the first announcements of this grant and this program, and I'm thinking there are some educators and parents out there who are saying, I want to know more about it right now, and yet you're still putting things together. So where can people go if they want more information right now?
Well, they can certainly start with their high school counselors. They can start with their middle school counselors at the schools that we mentioned. And they can certainly contact me at Germanna Community College. They can also contact Antoine Perry. Either one of us will be happy to answer questions.
Where do they find your email or phone number? How do they get in touch with you?
I'm awolford@germanna.edu.
And I am aperry@germanna.edu. And very soon we hope to have at least a beginning website where individuals will be able to go and gather more information. And you can contact or find our contact information through Germanna's website, which is germanna.edu.
And I do publish Fredericksburg.today online news, and I will make sure that I have this your contact information up on the site reviewing today's – there we go. Sorry, my mic went out for a second. Reviewing today's conversation. So I'm going to retape that part. I will make sure I have the contact information up on Fredericksburg.today. And as you progress and have more information, I will continue to do stories. So people can come to Fredericksburg.today if they need help remembering or finding how to contact you for this information. And we certainly thank Ms. Buffett for her generosity. Education, I agree, education is so important, opens up so many doors. Germanna Community College, thank you for your hard work to reach the community and provide for the needs for education in our community. This is Town Talk, and we've been talking today with Dr. Ann Wolford, who's Vice President for Academic Affairs and Student Services at Germanna Community College, and Antoine Perry, who's the Project Director of the new College Bound program that's starting this spring. Remember, if you need more information, visit the Germanna Community College website or visit Fredericksburg.today, and we'll get you connected with the right people to get you started. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Welcome to Town Talk. Today we have Dr. Ann Wolford, Vice President for Academic Affairs and Student Services at Germanna Community College, and Antoine Perry, who's Project Director of a new program at Germanna, to a college-bound program for students in Fredericksburg and Spotsylvania. I'm so excited to have you here this morning.